Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is supported by Arion Talent, technology and tools for your business. It's Arion.com. And Inside Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service advertising, production, and consulting group here in the Des Moines Metro, InsideCube.com.
We're going to do a checkup on Emmanuel Pathways. Emmanuel Pathways is a facility that opened up almost a year ago on Hickman Road in Windsor Heights. And with us in studio is Gina Graham. She's the Community Outreach Director over at Emmanuel, and Tabitha Blyke, who is a recreational therapist at Emmanuel Pathways. Welcome back to the NewsHour, Gina, and welcome to you, Tabitha. Tabitha, what does a recreational therapy person do?
Yeah, so a recreational therapist, it kind of depends on which setting you work in. So for at Emmanuel Pathways, since this is a adult center and it's for geriatrics, my main focus is just not only socialization for these folks, but kind of I like to focus on mind, body, spirit, so encompassing whether it's spiritual programming, because that's so important to some people, also focusing on things like cognitive, brain teasers, also physical exercise, tabletop games, just different things for them. Just a variety of things that are fun for them, but really it just offers them an opportunity to
cognitive,
get out.
Definitely. Keep things rolling.
Yep, yeah.
We had Dr. Bender in from Broadlawns just a couple of weeks ago talking about how it's possible, and he's in the memory care specialty area over at Broadlawns, and about how it's possible that we can reattach the brain to thinking better longer if we keep things active.
Definitely. Yes,
yeah.
I definitely
you would agree with
that.
Him.
Yeah.
Dr. Absolutely. Bender, you have someone here that says yes. So let's ask Gina Graham just a couple of quick questions. She's got a bit of a cough, and we don't want to start that going for her. But give us a brief, really brief overview about what Emmanuel Pathways does here in the Des Moines Metro.
Okay, so Emmanuel Pathways, it represents the PACE program, which is Program of All-Inclusive Care for the Elderly. So if you are 55 and older and live in Polk County or the eight touching surrounding counties, and you are deemed nursing home level of care but can be safe in your home with the support of our all-inclusive services, we can keep these individuals in their home so they don't have to go to a nursing home.
And for the most part, that's where people want to stay if they possibly can, and if there's, as long as they're no danger to themselves. But I think the other thing that is so unique about Emmanuel Pathways, first of all, it's a not-for-profit institution, which is was founded years ago over in the Omaha area, I believe, yes?
Correct. I mean, that's where our corporation is from, but PACE has been around about 30 years.
And the other thing about this is the respite care that you give for individuals who are primary caregivers.
That's correct.
Yeah. I mean, there's a place for mom and dad to go, which is, and you guys pick up and deliver. You got to be kidding. And there's a medical physician on staff. This is such a cool place. When we did a tour, and we've done so at least twice now over at Emmanuel Pathways, it's on Hickman, just near the DNR building over there in Sherwood Forest. It is just a remarkable place. And when we talk about activities and when we talk about therapy of the mind, how important is that to individuals who may or may not have family members within the distance?
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely very important, especially if, like you mentioned, if our participants don't have family members. Not only do you see participants living longer, healthier, better quality of lives, but when they don't have that support system, that's something that we want to offer them and provide for them. So when we can bring them into our center and they can get that some interaction, even if it's just for a few hours a day, that's really huge, and it helps a lot with that aging process as well.
That's the voice of Tabitha Blyke, who is in talk a little bit about what she does for a living. And with us also is Gina Graham, the Community Outreach Director at Emmanuel Pathways. Let's talk a little bit about the growth trajectory that you've experienced over there. Now, you've been open maybe 10 months or so, and when you opened, you were brand new. I remember you telling me the first person that was a client, a recipient of some of the care that you give. Where do you stand now, Gina?
So we've experienced tremendous growth since the very beginning. We've found that this is a really a huge need for our population in central Iowa. And so we're averaging about 5 participants a month. And starting August...
Increase.
5 participants that we enroll per month. And so by August 1st, we're looking at about 58 participants.
That's really pretty incredible, isn't it? Well, it speaks to the need of something mm-hmm. like this here in the community. Up until this point, care had to be delivered at the home or in long-term health care facilities, and oftentimes individuals were not necessarily ready to go to those places. Yeah, and not that I said those places pejoratively, and I don't mean that. It's just that, who doesn't want to be at home? Right. That's kind of the magic sauce when we talk about programs like this. Tell me just a little bit. I made mention the fact that there is medical staff on site. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Absolutely. So once a participant becomes enrolled in our program, they see our primary care provider. We have a physician and we have 2 nurse practitioners that job share. So they go to them as their primary care provider. And then we also have specialists that provide care as well. And we do all the scheduling and all the transporting for their medical appointments.
Yeah. And again, what's neat about this is, and from personal experience, because I was a primary caregiver for my mother for 3.5 years. When you go to multiple physicians and multiple doctors, there can be real issues relative to medication mm-hmm. problems. And when you have one person overseeing the entire healthcare aspect, that can make a difference.
Absolutely. And polypharmacy is really our goal for our providers, making sure that our participants are taking the right medicines,
the right amount of time,
and not taking too many. They try to minimize it as much as possible. Yeah. And actually, participants do much better by having minimal medicine.
Yeah. And that's been proven time and time again. One of the concerns I know is on the reverse of that is that oftentimes people, to save money, they will cut pills in half or quarters and things like that. And that has not a positive effect either.
Correct.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you guys for coming in. I think your job is just the coolest because you get to play all day.
Hey, I think so too.
You get to play games and stuff.
Yeah, we keep it fun for them.
All right.
Definitely.
Thanks, Tabitha,
for coming in
and talking to us about that. And Jen, good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Take care of that cough.
Oh, thank you.
Whiskey, honey, and lemon. That's what they say to do.
Or whiskey. Okay. Thank you.
I'll share some of mine. All right. Okay. We've got to scoot on out of here. This has been kind of like a healthcare Tuesday. We started all this with Rima McCoy McDeed talking about the ADA and that impact on individuals not only in Iowa but across the nation, and then the social work program, which is happening right here in Des Moines, almost 50 years for the MSW and now 5 years for the Bachelor of Science degree from the University of Iowa, soon to be in their new campus, and then Emmanuel Pathways with Gina and Tabitha. All kinds of stuff. I hope that you've learned something positive about your community in the greater Des Moines metro through today's broadcast. All right, for all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, Tyler Hackenmiller is behind the controls tonight, as he always is. The director of programming for the radio stations is Mark McDowell. The voice of Insight on Business is none other than Jimmy Olson. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines radio group is Mary Sayer. The music that you're listening to right now is arranged, conducted, and composed by our friend James Goodlett. You want some music special for your video? Hook us up. We will hook you up with James. For all of us, my name is Michael Libby. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.